All right, this one goes out to all the veggies. Fair play to them. It's called Daisy Fought Back and Daisy Won. Daisy was a good cow, happy in her field. Producing lots of creamy milk, she always gave a damn good yield. Yes, Daisy was a good cow, one of the very best. Even used to shit in the same spot of grass all the time, so as not to spoil the rest. She gave her life to milk production, artificial insemination, cattle reproduction, and though she never got laid while she was alive, she still ended up the mother of five. Well, sadly, Daisy was getting on in years, and her milk production began to drop, I fear. So the farmer, he decided to get rid of her, bastard, went and sold her to an abattoir. Now, Daisy was a peaceful being, never one to hate. Subservience to the human race, she always regarded as, well, you know, her humble fate. But on that cold, grey, rainy Saturday afternoon, as the abattoir attendants dragged her from the cattle truck into the abattoir yard for the very first time in her life, Daisy's heart went ice cold and hard. She wanted so, so very much to live. She still felt life had a lot to give. Daisy sniffed the stench of death, the smell of fear, sensed the souls of thousands of murdered cattle embedded in the abattoir's atmosphere. She smelt the blood, guts, shit and piss. And she thought, moo, I'm not having this. Yeah, Daisy saw red. She wanted a kill. She saw blood. She wanted a spill. While kicking and gouging and breaking limbs, she made them all pay for their sins. Slashing with her horns and their skin, she left long bloody grooves and crushed their skulls beneath her hooves. Moo. Running from Daisy's wrath, the abattoir attendants shed large amounts of feces. Yeah, Daisy gave what for to the self-appointed master species. Out of the abattoir and down the street, here's one cow gonna be no man's meat. Into the forest, a desperado bovine on the run, but wild and free, cause Daisy fought back and Daisy won. Yeah, Daisy fought back and Daisy won. And you know, they never did find Daisy. And I'm so glad, because I know so well, she was born with a wild, free spirit. And she never was the type of cow to want to end up in some butcher shop as another piece of meat to buy and sell. And the young cows, they still talk about it in the back fields and the dark, shady corners of milking parlours all around the nation. They still talk about that cold, grey, rainy Saturday afternoon when old Daisy did what she has done. She fought back. And Daisy, that good old lovable black and white Frisian with the big floppy tits, she showed them all, and she fucking won.